for the Daf Yomi, finishing Maseches Shabbos and starting Maseches Erevin, which are both major accomplishments. Obviously, Daf Yomi has been getting a lot of attention over the past couple of days, so the attention has not been directed so much to the Mishnah Yomi, where they learn two Mishnahs every day, and they have just finished Seder Kachim and are starting Seder Taros. So in addition to a Mazel Tov to the Mesayimei Maseches Shabbos, the Daf, also a big Mazel Tov to the Mesayimei Seder Kachim. Just like starting Erevin is a big challenge, and we don't have the necessary background for the most part, so it seems a bit daunting and complicated. Same goes with Seder Taros. Seder Taros is unfortunately an area of Torah that's not as much focused on, and we tend to get a little nervous when we see these concepts, and we tend to oversimplify them, and we don't appreciate them for what they necessarily. We don't necessarily appreciate them for what they are. So with this brief introduction, I hope to give an overview, a small, concise overview of what's going on in Seder Taros, which by no means is comprehensive in any way, but just to get your feet wet, so when you get to the Mishnayos, you have a bit of an idea of what's going on. We'll start with the famous Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Daf Gemara is very famous for many, many things. For example, the stories of the people who made a bet to see if Hillel could be annoyed and asking the seemingly pointless questions, as well as Hillel and Shammai and the Gerim, as well as the six questions that you'll be asked Achar Me'ev Esrim, such as Nasata V'Nasata V'Emuna, Kabati D'Motor Tzipisa Yeshua, and many other things. One of them is maybe not as famous, but still pretty famous, is this Maamar of Reish Lakish. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya Lama Gimel, Pasuk Vav, Vaya Amunas Itecha, Chosen Yeshuos, Chachma Vadas. And Reish Lakish says each word of the Pasuk is another Seder of Mishnayos. Amunas is Rhyme, Itecha Moed, Chosen Nashim, Yeshuos Nezikin. And for our purposes, Chachma is Kachim and Das is Taros. Rashi points out on the spot that Das is greater than Chachma. In my brief venture into Kabbalah, I learned that from the 10 Sfiros, we have Chachma, Bina, and Das. So Chachma and Bina combined to produce Das. Is based on Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah in Rashi and Parshas Ki Tisa, Rabbeinu Yonah in Perkei Avos. Basically, what happens is, as you said, Das is the product of Chachma and Bina. So the Sifrei Kabbalah explained that Chachma is like this male light, and it combines with the female. And then when you have a combination of Chachma and Bina, the knowledge that comes out of that is Das. But that is not for now. There's a sign point, the Marsha asks on Rashi, if that's the case, that Chachma is better than that Das is better than Chachma, then we should say that Chachma is Taros and Das is Kachim, because we know Kedusha is better than Tahara. So Tzarech Iyun on that. Okay, the Pasuk in next week's Parsha Shoftim. So that is V'chi Palei Mimcha Davar. This is Devarim, Perek Yedayim Pasuk Ches. Ki Palei Mimcha Davar L'mashpat, Bein Dam L'dam, Bein Din L'din, Bein Nega L'nega. So the Gra in Aderes Eliyahu says, based on this Pasuk, there are different areas of Torah. Bein Dam L'dam is talking about Dam Nida, which is, as we know, Yerideya, that's more Isser Heter. Bein Din L'din is talking about Dinei Mamonos, which is Choshe Mishpah, and Nega L'nega is Nigei Begadim and Nigei Bandim, which when we learn Maseches Negarim, we'll obviously go into greater detail, but this is Tumah V'Tahara. So there are three areas. We have Isser Heter, Choshen Mishpah, and Tumah V'Tahara. And Rosh Hechter, in the beginning of Eretz HaTzvi, says that, based on Gemara's and Brachos and Yevamos, that we do not learn from one area to the other. They have different rules governing their limud. The Rambam says that becoming Tameh is not an isser, it's just a status. And Tumah This is in Mitzvah Saseh Kuf Tes. The Rambam says that Tumah is just as a safeguard, so we do not take the Beis HaMikdash for granted. And we know that obviously someone who is Tumah cannot enter the Beis HaMikdash. So Tumah is a check to show us that we can come into the Beis HaMikdash whenever we want. We have to treat it with a certain awe and reverence. It's interesting to note that Taros, aside from Maseches Nida, does not have any Gemara in the Talmud Bavli. So the Gemara is written as a practical guide, as we'll address later. So it has Moed, Nashim, Ezekiel, which is obviously very practical. Kachim, we'll get to why that is. And it has Brachos and Nida. It doesn't have Zeraim and Taros, because at least in Bavel, Zeraim wasn't applicable. Talmud Yerushalmi, which was in Eretz Yisrael, where Zeraim was practical, the Mitzvah Satliyos Barat, so they have Talmud Yerushalmi has Seder Zeraim, but they don't have Seder Taros, because unfortunately it just hasn't been so practical. Rav Chiel Michal Lefkowitz, in his Hakadama to the Sefer of Seder Taharos, Amaseches Mikvos, the Sefer Seder Taharos takes the Mishnayos and basically builds a Gemara around them with the Rashi and Tosfos, and has the Rishonim and everything, and the Ritzinner Rebbe, who put together the Sefer, he gathered all the Torah on the Mishnayos in different Masechtas and Seder Taharos and put this together. Very impressive work. So in his Haskama to the Sefer, Seder Taharos, Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz has two Mahalchim he brings down. he says, so as we point out, Taharos is not Lamaisa, so that makes the Torah more pure, in a sense. No pun intended. But basically, and this is the famous Brisk Mahalach, and Rav Rosenzweig also has a piece on this, as to why Brisk focuses on Kachim, because when you're learning Nashim and Ezekin, you have secular law to compare it against. And Moed, you have these other preconceived notions based on what you do. So when you have a mandar in the Gemara that says that we do X, and you know clearly you don't do that from, you know, just keeping Yontif your whole life. So you have preconceived notions. When it comes to Kachim and Taros, there's nothing to compare it to. Obviously, we don't have a secular parallel for Kachim and Taros, so it just makes the learning more pure and also a bit harder because we don't have a basis. So Rav Michal Yehuda additionally points out that how's Kachim, we said that earlier, that Moi, Nashim, Ezekin, and even Brachos, very Lemaisa. How's Kachim Lemaisa? Because the Gemara Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud, says that the Amira of Karbanos is like bringing them, based on the Pasuk in Hosea, Neshalma, Parmes Vaseinu, that if we do something that would require the Hakrav of a Karban, we should learn about the Karban, and it's as if we brought it. So to bring a Karban, you have to do it correctly, obviously. And there are different psulim that come up. So when you learn about the Karbanos, you have to learn them. You have to learn about them correctly, in keeping with this parallel. If you learn about them correctly, it's as if you brought them. So if you don't learn about them correctly, it's as if you brought a pasul Karban, which has pretty significant ramifications. Okay. When it comes to Seder Taros, as you point out, the Rambam in his Hakdama too, Maseches Kelim wrote a bit of Hakdama to Seder Taros as a whole. So just to give a bit of background, obviously it's important to see the Rambam inside, and I cut out bits and pieces, which are not so small. It's a very long piece. So we have Avos HaTumah. Avos HaTumah, some examples are Tmei Mace, someone who touches a dead body, a sheretz, which is the corpse of an insect. There are eight shrotzim in Torah, lav davka insects, but we don't really know what the shrotzim are. It's very hard to identify them. Nevela, which is a corpse of an animal that has not had a proper shlita. Anida, which is a woman who menstruates. a zav and a zava, men alone have certain discharges, a yoledes, a woman who gives birth, and a mitzvah, someone who has zaras. So, an avatama is metame, he's able to give off tuma to Adam v'kelim, to people and utensils, as well as ochlin u'mashkin. This is a gemara in Bava Kamma, daf beis amud beis. When an av is metame something, it becomes tame as a rishon. A rishon is then metame something as a sheni, and a rishon and sheni are also called vlad hatama, vlad meaning like the child. So vlad is only able to be metame ochlin u'mashkin, only food and drinks, but not adam v'kelim. So for example, if I touch, let's say, Anita, and then she's an avatama, I would become a rishon. If I then touch someone, he would not be able to be a sheni. If I were to touch food, that food can then become a sheni. When it comes to chulin, there's no such thing as a shlishi. So if a food is touched by a rishon and becomes a sheni, it cannot then give off tuma to a shlishi, to something else. Because we can't have chulin become a shlishi. Truma can become a shlishi, and kachim can even go so far as revi. So when you say something is makabel tuma and is not able to give off tuma, it's called puzzle. So let's say, for example, we have truma. Truma became tame from a sheni, so it's now shlishi tuma, but it cannot give off tuma again, so it's called puzzle. There are many ways to give off tuma or to transmit tuma. There's what's called tumas maga, through contact. Tumas masa, which is carrying. And how do you have carrying without contact? So let's say you carry in a box, or you're carrying, let's say, like a chair, and they're sitting on it. The source of tuma is on the chair. Related to tumas masa is tumas hesed, where you move something. For example, there's a source of tuma that's on the edge of a stick, and you move the stick. So even though that you touch the other end of the stick and you didn't move the tuma, you didn't touch the source of tuma, but since you caused it to move, that is enough to make you tuma. That's called tumas hesed. There's tumas ohel, which is only by a dead body and other inyanim like that. There are three ways of tumas ohel. There is being under the same roof as the source of tuma, or there is being mahil over the source of tuma. If you are on top, you are the roof over the dead body, or the dead body is a roof over you. Those are when we learn mezechus olos, we obviously talk about tumas ohel in much greater detail. Then there's tumas medras, which comes from mishkav and moshav, and in the beginning of Kelim we talk about how the mishkav and moshav is becomes tame as an av. So even though an av sits on it, if Anita sits on a bed, so normally if Anita touches something, there'll be a rishon. If the Anita sits on the bed, it will become tame as an av. And then there are a lot of exceptions to tuma. For example, we said nevela is an av tuma, and nevela is usually tame through mago masa. But if, let's say, you have a kosher bird, if you have the nevela of a kosher bird, and you touch it, nothing happens. You don't become tame. You only become tame if you swallow it. And once it gets to what's called the beis hablia, which is an area of the throat, then you become tame. Again, there are different ways to become tahar. Most methods of tahara involve going to the mikvah, doing a tefillah on the mikvah, and then you have to wait till sunset. That's called harav shemesh. And then the in-between stage between the tefillah and Harei Shemesh is called Tful Yom. As we'll see, there's a mesechta called Tful Yom near the very end that talks about this inyan. Certain types of tumah need the Parah Adumah. They need to be sprinkled with the ashes of the Parah Adumah on the third and seventh day. Certain avos are, if you become tumah as an avatumah, you're tumah for 7 days. And you need to do tefillah after 7 days, and some need to bring karbanos, the zav, anita, and yoledes. If they don't bring their karbanos, but they've done the tefillah and everything else, they're called mechusar kippurim. Okay, and the last thing to wrap up our hakdamah seir taharos is to read from the Rambam's Hakdama to Perish Mishnayos as to the order of the Masechtas. So we start with Kalim. Kalim is interesting, as we'll see, in that it obviously goes into extensive detail about Kalim, but the first perek is all Hakdama to Taharos as a whole, talks about different Avos HaTumah. So Kalim gives us the basic rules of Tumah. That's why we start with Masechtas Kalim. And then we have to know what is able to become Tumah, what is not able to become Tumah. That's the whole discussion of the Kalim themselves. After Kalim, you have Olos, because that's the severe Tumah of Tumas Mace. And then Negaim, which talks about Tsaras, because a Metzorah, just like a Mace, is Metameh in an Ohel. And there are other comparisons to Tumas Mace. We'll explain that. And then, as we said, the Tara of a Mace comes through the Para Duma. So after Nagan, we have Para, teaching us the halachas of Para Duma. And then we go to the less severe forms of Tumah. So we start off with Maseches Taros. It talks about food that's to be kept in a state of Tumah. In a state of Tara, and we call it, really should be called Maseches Tumos, impure things, but we know from the Gemara Pesachim that we try to say things B'lashon Nikia. Okay, so after we talk about these less severe forms of Tumah, we have to know how to do Tara. If the Tumas Mace needs Tara through Paraduma, so that's how we have Maseches Para. The less severe forms of Tumah need Tumah through Mikvah. So then we have Maseches Mikvos. And then we have Nida, because even though Nida is very severe, as we pointed out, and we'll see more when we learn Nida, it's not as encompassing. It only applies to women. And we want to talk about general states of Tumah first before we get into specifics that aren't as applicable, that aren't as universally applicable, I should say. So that's Nida. So we have Kalim, Olos, Negaim, Para, Taros, Mikvos, Nida. Now we have Machshirim, because really there's a connection between Nida and Zav and Zava, as we alluded to, and we'll see more. But, so Zavim should be after Nida, but we put Machshirim before Zavim because that's what the Torah does. Talks about Machshirim in Parsha Shmini and talks about Zavim in Mitzorah, which is a couple of parshas later. So we have Nida, Machshir, and Zavim. After Zavim, we have Tevul Yom. And then after Tevul Yom, we talk about specific types of Tumah. This is a Tumah Darabanan, Tumas Yadayim. And after Yadayim, we have Uktzin. Uktzin is unique in that there is no basis in the Torah for it at all. There's no Psukim. So I shouldn't say there's no basis at all. There's no Mefurash Psukim that talk about Uktzin. And it's very much all the Rabbanan through various drashas. And that's Uktin, and that is how we end Shas. So I hope this Hakdama was able to give you a bit of an idea of what's going on in Seir Taros. And Mirat Hashem, our limud of Seir Taros over the next while in the Mishnah Yomi, we should be able to understand it more. And hopefully it shouldn't be as intimidating. And we should be able to really learn a lot in this limud. Shkaich.